Blog Talk Radio.
Martinique.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Martinique Campbell. Okay.
Yes.
You are a new face in film. How does this make you feel?
Excited, very excited. I'm interested in learning more about the industry. I've done my research, of course. I know about the history. But it's definitely exciting to learn and hone my craft as I go along. So I'm super excited.
Super excited. Okay. What films have you worked in?
I've worked on a set such as Drop Dead Diva, which is Lifetime. It was a popular show. It's no longer in season now. But I've worked for Tyler Perry Studios. For better or worse, I was actually a featured extra in the salon. I was a masseuse in the salon for better or worse. I've worked on Three Can Play That Game. Any movies that have basically been filmed in Atlanta, I've been on it. So.
Okay. You are a dancer also.
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly where I started performing at a young age. I started dancing when I was 6 years old. I watched the movie Fame, and I told my mom I wanted to do that. I loved everything about it. They told a story through the form of art, which is dance, and I loved it. You know, every time they went through an emotion, they sung the song and they danced. For people that can't express themselves with words, that was perfect for me. I was like, yes, I want to do that. So and that's how I got started.
Even though, you know, you told me when I was talking to you the other night, you said something, you know, you're humble, modest and humble,
yeah.
Because when I was looking at your bio and checking everything out, I thought you've been a lot of things.
But
you feel like you kind of just like getting your feet wet. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Like. You're kind of like you're just getting your feet wet.
Yeah, I feel like that because I know where I want to go, and I'm nowhere near it. So, I mean, yes, I've, you know, opened for well-known people, especially in the, you know, the dance hall industry, Sean Paul, Beanie Man, things like that. As far as dance is concerned, I did dance for Judith Jameson, which was, she's well-known as the artistic director of Alvin Ailey, you know, dance company. You know, I've done things, but I want so much more. And that's why I'm saying I'm just now getting started for me because I know where I want to go. So that's why I say I'm getting my feet wet.
Okay. What was it like dancing before Sean Paul?
I was actually, we opened up for, I was part of a reggae act. They were called the K-Queens, and we actually opened up for those particular artists. And they were, I mean, we got a chance to meet and hang out with them, and they were, you know, very great. It was different because the dance hall industry is a bit different from, you know, regular mainstream music. So it was very much laid back. It was like a party, you know, and it was fun. It was just fun, amazing to just open up for these people. And it wasn't, they weren't as well known as they are now back then. But, again, it was still a learning experience. And it was just a great time. I was young, and I was just having fun doing what I love to do, performing. So,
What about it was, Beanie? What was it like working with Beanie Man? Beanie Man
is he's very humble. He's very down to earth, and he would talk to anybody. He wasn't stuck up or anything like that. And he showed you what a show was. You know what I'm saying? If you ever watched him live, and he don't need a whole lot of stuff in the background. He is a show. He has so much stage presence. So if I took anything from him, it would be that, in performing to interact with the audience, because he brought you in on every show. And he's really great to watch live. I love him. And, so that would be what I took from him, stage presence.
Okay. You also got to work in Meet the Browns and another film, Mr. Tyler Perry, wasn't it? I believe the film was Meet the Browns and For Better or Worse.
Right,
you got
correct.
Working those two films in some minor roles. So what was it like working for Mr. Tyler Perry?
It was very interesting. The way he operates, the way the show and everything operates, to have everything set up is just really like a machine. It's so efficient. The people, it's like a warm surrounding community. Everybody he works for is very welcoming, very warming. Even him, he'll come in and say good morning and, things like that, and talk and make sure, the crew and everything is taken care of. It's really like a family. They call it the TPS family. So it's a great environment.
Are you going to do any more work for Mr. Tyler Perry, or are you not at liberty to say?
I'm definitely submitting for audition. So, you still have to go through the process, So hopefully, something to come up soon.
Okay. You also have a funny side. You were on Atlanta's Got Talent competition.
That's
role
correct.
Did you create for them?
I created a character. Her name is Melva, and she's basically based off my grandmother. My grandmother's very Southern, but she's not like the Southern hospitality. She's more like a tell it like it is grandma. She's not gonna let you get away with anything. If your hair looking wrong, she's gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I based the character off of. So I talked about Social Security. I talked about, women taking pride, in getting older. Don't get plastic surgery. Embrace your age. Embrace your wisdom, but in a funny way, what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's why I took that.
Do you think it would be possible, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but for you to do the character Melva?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you did. Okay, let me see if I can see something that you... Give me a scenario. Give me a scenario like what she was talking about.
Okay, a young woman wearing a too short skirt.
Okay, Melva. Why you got your butt hanging out that skirt like that? Don't you know you ain't supposed to be showing your behind? That's what you keep in a secret for the bedroom. Everybody don't need to see that. They don't need to see it. Put your pants up. Pull them up. I come and get my switch. Like that type of thing,
Okay, that's funny. you've also made your way into the world of film with variation roles like Angel J.L. Is that how you pronounce your short film?
Yeah, J.L. Right.
Okay. How was it like? What was it like playing JL? Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, JL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun. It was basically, an angel coming to heal the wounds of a family who had, gotten torn apart, and to basically say, it's more to life. Your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, and you can't, change what happened in the past, but you can, change what happened in the future. You know what I'm saying? And just correct it. So it moved forward. It's not worth it. So that's basically what her role was.
You played a waitress in Cocaine Diaries.
Yes, and now that was actually a small role, but it was really fun as well. Basically, I just came. It was a drug deal that was going on inside of a strip club, actually, and I just went and took the drink and asked for the money and like that type of thing, but. It ended up being a whole fight scene and everything going on, so it was kind of crazy, but, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And a reporter and a single link.
Yeah, that, now that, you know, was an actually great film to work on because it was based on African martial arts. So I got to really learn a lot on that set. And basically, you know, the whole thing, you're as strong, you know, the single, as your, the weakest link type thing, but as a single link, you stand strong, you know, be strong in all that you do. And it was basically about a fighter. She was a woman. And actually battling to win the championship to the end, going against, you know, men and stuff like that, and taking her pride back because she was abused and, you know, raped back, you know, in her younger years. So that's how she learned to fight, and that's what she put all her aggression, her anger in. But it was a really good, you know, movie, and I played a reporter
okay.
for the fight team.
You've also appeared in Drop Dead Diving, some minor roles, Stump the Yard 2, Three Can Play That Game, and it goes on. How does this make you feel after being in Stump the Yard 2?
That was fun. Again, I love to act, so it was all fun, and that was, again, another extra role. It was very interesting. I actually was in the step show scene, and it just took me back to, you know, days when I was in college. You had the, you know, they didn't really say the sorority names, but, you know, the Deltas versus the AKAs and, you know, all this stuff like that. So it was a great thing to see, you know, black colleges and collegiate colleges representing and, you know, stepping and all this stuff like that. That was fun because it just took me back, you know, to the college days. So it was a great set to work on. Again, another family-oriented set. And Ricky Smiley was hilarious. He was hilarious.
Ricky Smiley was hilarious.
Yeah,
okay.
He was hilarious.
Okay. Do you write also?
I write a little bit, more so. I haven't wrote any like scenes or any film scenes. Only thing that I did write was for Melville when I had to do the, you know, Atlanta's Got Talent thing. I did have to write for that, but and that's something that I'm trying to get into now, because really, as an actor, you will learn to appreciate a writer more and understand what they're trying to portray to get across if you write yourself. So I'm definitely trying to get in there. I'm learning that. So definitely trying to get into it.
So your work hasn't been published as of yet? You haven't had any work just published?
Published. No. Not yet.
Okay. Where did you train at and where did you go to college at?
I went to two colleges, actually. I went to Bedossa State University, but it was very much a culture shock for me. I did take acting classes there. But the environment wasn't right for me. So I left there and I went to Georgia State University where I, you know, majored in business and minored in theater and took acting classes there as well. I like theater, but I love film. That's what I prefer. You know, I'll do stage work, but film, I just love it. And I've taken classes at Your Act TV, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, on North Decatur Road. Della and Bob Cole, great. Sean Middlebrooks, she works for the Cynthia Bailey Agency, which is in Atlanta, Georgia. Taking classes with him as well. So just continuing to take classes over and over and over again. To continue on craft. Yep.
So Martinique Campbell, you're a native of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, I'm a great Memorial
Hospital. You still are very much a fresh face in the industry. And I see that you're ready to advance to the next level, of course. You're ready.
Yes, I am. Very much so. Very much so.
You said you had culture shock or something like that?
Yes.
At the your first university. Could you elaborate on that?
Okay. I'm, like I said, from the city. I'm born and raised in Atlanta. And I went to Bed Austin. It was very country. You know, it wasn't very much for me, you know, in my eyes to do. I don't know how to put this into words, but it just wasn't flourishing enough for me. I couldn't get into the plays that I wanted to get into. I couldn't get into, you know, the acting world that I wanted to because it was very small. It was a small community, you know, so it wasn't for me.
Wasn't for you?
It wasn't for me.
Okay, it wasn't for you. Okay, listeners, you're listening to actress Martinique Campbell. She's on Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to go to about a five-minute break, and then we're going to come back and listen to her talk some more. Let's pay those bills.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. Andy Klein provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily lighting rooms, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com, or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
Okay, listeners, we have Martinique Campbell on Show Talk with Angela Butler. She's an actress and dancer. I hope you enjoyed the interview, listeners, and learning about Martinique Campbell. Martinique. Hello?
Yes, Martinique? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay. You also were in... you also worked on some other things. three can play that game. What was it like working in Three Can Play That Game?
I would say out of all the movies that I've worked on, that was very interesting. That was the most interesting one. I met Tony Rock on that set, and Jason George. They're both very, you know, nice people. But Tony Rock would play pranks, you know, on some of the cast members. And it was very fun to watch, you know.
Okay.
And just crazy stuff, like, you know, he'll tell a girl to, you know, go make faces in front of George while he says his lines or something like that. And, it, you know, and he'd get off, you know, like it was just crazy. Like, you know, to have a comedian on a film, I think it just makes it even more fun, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it was good. It, you know, I was in a couple of scenes in that movie, so it was good. It was fun.
What about A Walk in the Park, which is a Tim Lee Productions?
That was stage. That was my stage work. And that was my first lead role in a play. And I learned so much from that. Like, I was so nervous the first night. I never forget. I had butterflies, but I actually played a lead character who, you know, caught AIDS from her boyfriend. And to find out that, you know, he had been sleeping around, he wasn't being honest, and to deal with those emotions. And it was, like I said, nerve-wracking, but, you know, I got through it, you know, the first night, and then night after night, it was, you know, more enjoyable. And to see, like, every character that you play, you see it inside of the person, the actual character, and to see what they go through, and you have to communicate their story. And it was a challenge for me, but I really overcame it. I did great. You know, it was very
fun. I believe that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting Out by Marsha Normal. What character did you play in that? Is that with a stage play?
It is a stage play, but that was more so like a monologue role type thing that I did as a showcase. And actually, if you read the play, it's about a woman. She has multiple personalities. And I played the character where she was in jail, and she was like pretty much walking back and forth talking to herself. And talking about what happened to her when she was younger. You know, she's, again, another character that has gone through a lot, and she couldn't deal with it, so she split, you know, personalities to deal with different things. And she just rants away while she's in prison about her life. So
what
basically
about
that's what
about Speak, I'm Listening, a T. Graham, production of film?
Right, that's theater as well. Speak, I'm Listening was catered towards the kids. A lot of times that, you know, adults get so busy with their life, we don't pay attention to when a child is speaking. So the Speak, I'm Listening was basically about kids speaking and, you know, adults really listening to what they have to say. I played a prostitute named Trixie who actually put her daughter in prostitution. Her daughter wanted to get out, and I had to listen to what my daughter was saying and basically, like, get out of the game. But, of course, you know, that I was told in order to get out, they would have to kill me. So dealing with those emotions of guilt and shame for even putting my daughter in that situation and knowing that I had to die or maybe die to get her out, but I was willing to do what I had to do for my child, you know. So that was another, emotional role as well. So.
Okay, A Christmas Wish by T. Graham also.
Yes. And that was a little different. That one I actually played a big sister. So I actually got to be a kid for that role, and that was so fun, you know, because I got to tease my little sister, you know, push her around, you know. So and I never got to do that because
you got to be a bully.
Yeah, I got to be a bully. Like, but my sister always bullied me, so I'm the baby. So that was interesting, you know, being that too, because I never got a chance to do that. But it was
fun.
Thank you.
By LaDisha Robinson. Did you enjoy making? Was this a film or was it a stage play?
It was another stage production. And The Gift, it was a very great concept. It's actually about the gift of life that God gives you. You can either choose the life that He gives you or you can decline it. Basically, you know, taking the right or the wrong path. You know, if you take the wrong path and you go against, you know, the will, you know, you're going to go through a lot of things. You know, and the gift is free. It's, you know, it's your choice. It's your will. And that was what the production was basically about. We gave different scenarios. And, you know, they talked about the gift. And some people accepted, some people didn't. And it's basically saying choose life. You know, that's what the production was about.
Okay. All right. I also saw where you were in the, I hope I pronounced this right, Atlanta Nubian? Nubian?
Nubian, the Atlanta Nubian, the article magazine?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a rising star. They said, I believe it was August of 2011, it says that you are a rising star. How did this article make you feel?
Oh, it made me feel so great to be recognized, you know, and like I said, I don't feel like I've done much, but apparently, you know, I'm doing enough for people to take notice, and I think that is great. I have so much more to accomplish, and that just pushes me even further to achieve the goals that I want to achieve because, you know, I am being recognized, and it's a blessing, you know. I thank God for it.
Yes, you are being recognized. You very much. You also have an inspirational show on YouTube called Miss Martinique Speaks.
That's correct. Yes, I actually started doing those little short videos too. So many times, you know, I grew up in an abusive household, and it was so many seeds of negativity that was planted in me, you know, by my stepfather growing up, that I couldn't overcome that. As a young teen, even a young adult, you know, it was so many demons that I battled and issue with in regards to self-confidence and doing what I wanted to do. And I just wanted to send a message out to people, you know, a little short two-minute show talking about fear, talking about different things, and live your dreams because, you know, it's you, it's your life. And don't allow people to label you. Don't allow people to plant those seeds in you. You know, you do whatever God planted in your heart to do, whatever your vision is, whatever your dream is, live it, be it, achieve it, you know. And that's why I wanted to say that. And it's for me, too. It's therapy for me as well. Anytime those seeds come back up and those thoughts, negative thoughts come back up in my head, I go back and watch the videos and say, look, yes, you know, talking to myself, like, you know, don't allow that to block your blessings.
Right.
You know,
you're right, because a lot of times when there's a lot of negativity, people turn it inward and start to hate themselves. I'm glad to know that even though you were from an abusive household, abusive situation, that you could overcome.
That's right.
And it's good that you're doing the YouTube channel, helping other young people that watch your YouTube videos, because I've watched them too. And you can overcome. Everybody has obstacles they go through, but as a child, it's especially hard if you're from an abusive family or situation. You sometimes sometimes children take it to heart.
No,
you can't help it. Children will take things to heart if they're in an abusive situation. I'm glad to see that you have overcome that and you are overcoming that.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, you're more than welcome. You are more than welcome. Do you sing?
I actually just started taking voice lessons. And I started posting those videos on YouTube and, you know, Facebook and stuff as well. Because I want to do, one of my dream goals is to do a Broadway play. I definitely want to do that. So I have been starting the lessons and, you know, singing and stuff like that. So definitely in the near future, working very hard at that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were in Drop Dead Diva on Lifetime.
Yeah, Drop Dead Diva on Lifetime.
Is that show being picked back up, or has it already been canceled?
No, it's already been canceled. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to be in any other shows that you can talk about, any other films or stage plays that you can tell the listeners about, or is that a secret?
It's a secret. I can't discuss anything right now. The only thing I can tell you is my independent stuff that I'm working on for me. I am creating the reel, and from the reel, the characters that I do on the reel, I'm trying to create an actual show to have my own show, kind of like the Tracy Ullman show. I don't know if everybody remember that, but kind of something like that. I want to do something like that, but making it in a positive light and definitely send messages. I think a lot of stuff in our community that is put out is only pure entertainment. It's no, like, educational lesson. It's nothing to inspire, encourage, or to educate, you know, the youth. So I definitely want to put something out. I'm not saying that, you know, there's nothing out like that. I'm just saying majority of the stuff that I know that the kids see is, like I said, pure entertainment.
Negative and pure entertainment, yes.
Exactly, yeah. And I want to, you know, counter that and do something positive. And because I definitely want to reach the community. Like, that's one of my goals that I want to do is to, you know, give them a positive influence now. It's very hard to find, so.
Yes, because mainstream media mostly shows a lot of negativity. You know, they don't show the positive side that African Americans are doing.
Right.
And there are African Americans like yourself who are doing positive things. So it's good that you see yourself as a role model, because being in films and on television, being that you're a rising star, in a way, I guess, in your own way, you may feel that you have a responsibility to uphold yourself, because people are looking at you. Young people are looking and listening. They're seeing you in these films and things. So, of course, you want to be a positive role model instead of a negative one.
Exactly.
That's good. That's real good. That's great. So far, which character has been your favorite?
Character has been my favorite. I would have to say I have a top two. I have a hard time picking one. Melva will be one of my favorites, you know, because it's so in correlation in relation to my grandmother, and because I think, you know, that's needed as well. Not ignorant, you know, type of person telling somebody something ignorant or anything like that, but a positive saying, no, this is wrong. A lot of times kids, again, don't get correction. My mom used to talk about when she was growing up, the neighborhood, you know, would say, if you ain't in the house when the street light's on, the neighbors, are, you know, say, get in the house. You know, like, people don't do that anymore. It's no community
they don't.
Like that.
No, they don't.
You know? Yeah, so I would definitely have to say she is, because she is a corrector, you know, and say, you know, a lot of times that people will see the kids and shake their heads and talk about them. It's more than just shaking heads and turn around and talking about them. You need to say something to them, you know, because maybe they're not getting that at home. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of negativity out there, and there are a lot of things to stop people from pursuing their dreams. And,
right.
I understand everything you're saying, because there are a lot of people, believe it or not, who are just like you, who were in an abusive situation, or who had a relative or something that didn't always treat them well or fair and were abusive. You're not by yourself there. And it's just great to see that you have overcome.
Right.
Yeah, I'm real happy about that. You're very positive, too. You're very positive, and I like that. And I know this is going to go far. I really believe that, and that's why I picked you to be on the show. Because, yes, ma'am, I try to do shows with positivity, you know, that are going to show people a positive light and show people who are doing positive things, and that's you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, that's you. Okay, I guess that's just about to end most of my questions. I was going to ask you about the Jamesons, but I seem to have lost my hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. You were in a play with somebody, with a lady with the last name Jameson? A play?
I performed for Judith Jameson, who was the artistic, at that time, was the artistic director of the Abbott Ailey Dance Company.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the time that I was dancing, and that was very huge for me because when I was, like I said, when I was growing up, I watched Fame, I watched dancers, I watched them, like I said, tell the story. It's an art form. And to meet her and to actually dance in front of her was very big for me. Like, I was like, oh, wow. I would go to, my mom would take me to the
when they would come to the Fox and watch them, you know, and me wanting to be on that stage, you know, it was very big, and to know, like, I can do it too, you know,
yeah,
I can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah. That's great.
You know, and just doing it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Since you cannot divulge any information about where you're going to be next, or where you're going to, well, not where you're going to be next, but your next film or stage play. I don't have hardly any more questions because you kind of silenced me on that one.
I'm sorry.
Confidentiality. I understand that.
Exactly.
You have to live up to the contract. Confidentiality is a must.
Right.
Okay. So, is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners to help promote yourself or talk about yourself?
Well, you know, enough about me. I've talked about myself enough.
Is there any advice you would like to give, since I know you like to talk to young people, and I don't know how many young people actually listen to my show, but is there something you'd like to say to the young people?
Yes, definitely I would like to say, even not necessarily the young people, or even if you're parents of young people, the people in general, you know, whether you're young, old, you know, it's never too late. You know, whatever God placed in your heart, your vision, it's never too late to accomplish that. You know, no matter where you are in life, you know, it can be small, you know, or big, no matter what it is, you know, take a step on faith and do it. You know, you can achieve it. It can be done. You just have to set your mind. It starts in the mind. You know, once the mind is convinced, the body will follow. You understand? So
yes,
I really want to encourage people to live life. We were put on this life to live it more abundantly, to be happy, not to be miserable, you know, not to be feel like you're stuck, you know, not to be angry, you know. And like I said, no matter what you've been through and no matter what you're going through, you can't overcome it. You can't get through it. Like I said, change your mindset. And that's what I want to teach the kids. If any kids are listening, change your mindset, you know. Turn off the radio, turn off the phone, turn off the distractions, and, you know, listen to your self, listen to your heart, pray to God, and listen to that voice. It's so the negativity, if you keep listening to it over and over again, it's going to get subconsciously in your mind. Don't listen to it. Turn it off, you know, and just achieve your goals, achieve your dreams. Don't stop. Don't stop until you're done, you know, until you achieve that goal. Don't stop.
Can't stop,
won't stop.
And you won't stop either. Okay, go ahead.
I won't stop.
Go ahead.
Never
go ahead,
stop.
My friend.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Go ahead.
You know.
All right. Go ahead. That's great. All right. Let's see. I guess that about is the show. Unless there's something else you'd like to say, to the listeners.
And I hope you've enjoyed my interview. You know, if you want to contact me, you can email me, martinique.campbell@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Martinique Campbell or Miss Martinique Speaks. Definitely check out my shows on YouTube if you want some positive inspiration throughout your day. You can just go on YouTube. It's Miss Martinique is a channel. It's MissMartinique. I appreciate everyone for listening. I hope I planted the seed of encouragement in one person. You change one heart, you change many. So at least one person got a message. I'm thankful.
All right. All right. Thank you, Martinique Campbell, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I've definitely enjoyed you as a guest, and I look forward
thank
to having you back one day. And
yes.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, listeners, you've been listening to Martinique Campbell. She's an actress, dancer, and soon to be singer, from what I understand.
Yes.
She's still on. Okay, soon to be singer. She's a rising talent. She's very humble with it, though. She's very humble. You know, she's very humble. And we'll be seeing more of her, God willing. More of her talent come out because I think she's just tipping. She hasn't really reached as far as she would like to go, but I'm sure there'll be many more great things out of her. So keep up with her YouTube channel and where she plays, I believe, Catherine Melva. And keep up with her career. And, of course, when she's in films, go out and support those films because she's going places, and she's already been places, but she's going to go even further, especially with that positive attitude. Listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I also like to say check out Urban Spice magazine. The CEOs are Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. They're two men that have a great magazine. I'm not just saying it because I'm a writer for them, but Urban Spice magazine is a great magazine. So if you want to buy, go ahead and do that. There's one coming out, another magazine coming out, I think, at the end of the month, getting us next month. So check out Urban Spice magazine. And I like to say hello to Reginald Lewis and Terrell Wicker. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to write. And thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night. Good night, Martinique.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.